Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started. Hi, I am Glovina Williams. And as always, I hope that I'm coming in loud and clear today. I want to just remind you that often we don't step out on faith because we have some doubt as to how or really to what our purpose is. Sometimes it is a lack of clarity or precision of purpose. But if we'll just take on that challenge and reflect and ask ourselves, what is my purpose? And perhaps let's dig a little deeper and ask, what am I called to do? And then it can be very, very revealing if we ask ourselves, what do I believe is preventing me from moving forward? And then I'd like to add to that, perhaps what have you set aside because it didn't happen the first time that you tried? Remember, often we do not step out on faith because we're lacking that clarity. I know you noticed, the topic of our podcast today is a sewing lesson, kind of a little play on words, a sewing lesson, yeah. And I thought about that, and I felt that we should talk about that today because, you know, we're moving further into the year, and you've seen it on television, I know that I have, that, you know, some things we've just kind of put aside, not because we lacked purpose or not because we didn't have a clear vision, but we sometimes just put thank you so much, Jackie. Jackie from Oklahoma, thank you. I'm getting texts already. All right. Because sometimes, you know, even though we do have a definite plan and it's fixed firmly in our mind, we clearly defined it, and we're fairly secure as to what our purpose is, and but it takes a little bit more than that. There's some things that we just cannot leave to chance. We can't just say, oh, it'll just work itself out, or God will do it. And we're not saying what God won't do, because we know He's all power, all knowing, and evenly present everywhere. So that's not what we're saying. But what we're saying is that, yes, we do recognize that our life is predestined. However, even though God has predestined good for our life and for the planet, for this planet Earth, the cosmos, but what we have to remember is that we have to cooperate with the predestination. That's an aha moment. That is an aha moment. We have to cooperate with that predestination. It's a cooperative initiative, cooperative effort. So we have to begin to organize our efforts, even not just physically, but also mentally. In other words, psychologically, because normally our actions are going to be in harmony with our dominating thoughts. Yep, I said the dominating thoughts, because sometimes we can say, oh, I said I was going to do that, but I didn't. I mean, something as simple as I'm going to wash a load of clothes today. It's a thought. But unless we accomplish it, it didn't dominate. It didn't dominate. So there can be some dominating thoughts. And these dominating thoughts, in other words, what is really on our mind, these are the thoughts that saturate our subconscious mind. Yes. Yeah, think about that. And our subconscious mind is going to influence the things that we carry out in the physical. No, I'm not a psychologist, and we're not going into that direction. We're talking about a sewing lesson, just a lesson on sewing. Yeah, just a simple lesson on sewing. You know, as I was reading, I was just reading and studying in the book of Luke, Matthew, Mark, Luke. And Luke was actually a physician. He was a medical doctor. He didn't personally know Jesus, Yahshua. He didn't know him. But he interviewed people in a sense. And most of us know that a doctor looks at things a little differently. A doctor asks probing questions, begins to organize thoughts so that they can advise accordingly. And so Luke was a medical physician, and I'm sure he utilized some of his medical techniques of interviewing and questioning in order to gather this data to write this book that's located in the Bible. But I want to talk today about a sewing lesson. And Luke recorded a lesson that Jesus taught. And it was taught in a parable. Stay with me today. A sewing lesson. What happened here in the eighth chapter of Luke is that Jesus is now, he's visiting. He's going throughout cities and villages. I mean, he's preaching. He is showing others the good tidings of the gospel of the kingdom. He's teaching them how to live a life that displays openly the characteristics and the attributes of Yahweh, God Almighty. He's showing and he's teaching them, hey, the kingdom of God, this is what the kingdom of God is like. This is what it is like to live in the presence of God, to exemplify the presence of God. Maybe you've never heard it that way. But Jesus he's traveling about. He's visiting. He's gathering up followers, and he has his disciples with him. And if you have time, one day just sit down and look at the book of Luke. And there were also, they mentioned three women that are traveling with him also, Mary Magdalene, a woman by the name of Joanna, and another woman by the name of Susanna. And there were many other women traveling with Jesus and the disciples. But they're in the process of gathering listeners. And Jesus, he needs support to complete his mission. His mission, what is his mission? Going about preaching, showing the good tidings, the good explaining to people about the characteristics of God, how to exemplify this in our life. He's visiting cities and villages, and he's teaching through parables. He's teaching through stories that are, in a sense, analogies. And so now he takes a story about seed. Yeah. And he talks about some seed that fell by the wayside. Yeah. You know, when seed falls by the wayside, it can get stepped on. Birds can come and take it away. We're talking about a natural seed now. But how about the seeds that we plant within our minds? How about those thoughts that we talked about a couple of minutes ago? How a person's actions are going to always be in harmony with their dominating thoughts. What's on our mind? Today is just a simple lesson. A simple sowing lesson. So these seeds that fall by the wayside, you see, when a seed falls by the wayside, let's make it like this. When a thought falls by the wayside, it really cannot obey the intention for why it should be placed in our mind. It can be stepped on, birds can come and take it away. In other words, sometimes just the least little thing, a tiny bird, another thought can come and take that thought away, can remove that seed from our mind. Then Jesus goes on to give a simple lesson on sowing. Some other seeds fell upon a rock. Again, you really cannot obey the plan and the purpose and the directions and the instructions for your life if they fall upon rocks. Because there's something about it. When it falls upon a rock, it can grow a little bit, but it doesn't get deep roots. Why? Because there's no moisture. There's no watering. You know, the spirit is not, your spirit is not really grabbing a hold of this thought and nourishing this thought and bringing it to where it should be. It gets choked. All right. So now, some of the other seeds can fall among thorns. Now, this is where it gets choked, excuse me. When it falls among thorns, it can grow, but eventually the thorns will choke it away. Yeah. Sometimes worry can take away what we should be doing. That is sometimes such a very subtle trick of the mind. Yeah, I'm talking about what can happen when we don't allow our thoughts to be put in the right place in our minds. Don't forget, some can fall by the wayside, can get stepped on, birds can come and take it away. I mean, idle thoughts can come and take away the main thing that we need to be focusing on. Some can come upon a rock and there's really no moisture there, begins to be dried up. Those thoughts just get dried up. You wonder, hey, wait a minute. Here I am into another phase of the year, and I really have not accomplished what I set out to do. I really want to encourage you today. I want to give us a simple lesson on sowing. How about this? How about when that seed or that thought falls on good ground? Then, my beloveds, we begin to grow. We begin to grow. When those seeds, those thoughts fall upon good ground, we begin to grow. The roots take place. We have time to process what we need, how we need to do it. Yeah, we become proficient in our efforts. And pretty soon, we begin to see some evidence. I'm talking about that good ground now. It begins to spring up into 100% fruit production in our life. Simple lesson on sowing. Let's ensure that our thoughts come upon good ground so we can grow. Regardless as to what our age is, our educational level, our station in life, our position in our family, our position in our community, whatever, we want to grow, my beloved. A simple lesson in sowing. Make sure that these thoughts, make sure that they come upon good ground so they won't be stepped upon or overtaken by smaller, irrelevant thoughts. I don't know. This has happened to me. I can put my mind on heading in one direction, and I get sidetracked right in my head, and I'll begin to do something else. Simple lesson in sowing. When we place it in good ground, let's stay focused. Let's stay focused. And when we remain focused, we begin to see those tender blades of grass. Roots are taking place. Yeah, it's beginning to take root in our mind and in our thoughts. And then we can expect 100% fruit production. And, you know, as I was reading in Luke 8, and you'll see it if you take the time, just, you know, in your spare time, you're looking for something interesting to read. Read about how Jesus even shouted. I mean, he said it with a loud voice. He says, if you have ears to hear, listen. Yeah. If you have ears to hear, listen. And as you read further, his disciples, they asked Jesus, they said, hey, what does this mean? You're giving us a lesson about sowing seeds and things like that, a lesson on sowing. What does this mean? And Jesus simply explained to them. He said, you should know the kingdom of God mysteries. So we have to have an ear to hear. When the Holy Spirit is giving us new directions, new instructions, when you're feeling that intuitive nature speaking to you, sometimes it just comes from the solar plexus area, you know, just around the stomach area. Sometimes, you know how you'll say, I felt something. That can often be divine directions and instructions. Because a seed, let me pause for a moment. I had a conversation with my mother, and she said that she was listening to various programs, Christian programs, and she says, I listened to one program, and this particular speaker said that a seed was money, involved finances. She said, and I listened to another program, and the seed involved the Word of God. She said, what is a seed? I mean, they're all using it differently. They're using it as an analogy because a seed, the beautiful thing about a seed is that a seed normally will produce its own likeness. A seed is like a unit of production, and it is capable of developing into another unit. Yeah. So this is why one could say it's financial, another could say it's the Word of God, someone else may say it, a seed is a person. It's a unit of production that's capable of developing into another such unit. Yeah. So these seeds, they're usually found inside a fruit, and it can convert into a new plant when we plant it. So the seed is the most important thing. A lesson on sowing. Sow the seed into good ground. That means, my beloved, that we may have to clear our mind of a lot of unnecessary things. I'm not trying to overload us today with a lot of information, but there's something that's being said today in this podcast that's affecting your individual life in some way. Just maybe another piece to the puzzle for you, another piece in the puzzle for me, maybe another piece in the puzzle for someone that you will talk to. Wow. A simple lesson on sowing. Please, sow it into good ground. Clear your mind. Don't allow the negative thoughts to take away your plan and your purpose. Step out on faith. Step out on faith and joyfully receive the directions and the instructions, but then take it a step further. Don't let it be planted with a lot of thorns. Don't allow the cares of the world to try to overrule what your plans are. Yeah. Oh, my God. I want you to know that I do love you. I want you to know that I love you and I'm thinking about you. I want you to also know that this simple sowing lesson, put it on good ground. Get, you know, load your mind up with honest thoughts, so that the words that you speak will obey you and go out and get what you need. Hear the word. Keep the word. Let your light shine and move forward. Because the word can be a lamp and a light for you. Wow. I want to say that you are the apple of God's eye. I want to remind you that God loves you. God's not mad at you. Really, he's not mad at you. He loves you. I want to also remind you of how brilliant you are and that you're supernaturally anointed by God the Father. And you're full of knowledge, wisdom, and the Spirit of God. And you have the faith to make life-changing effects in your life and in the lives of others. And I want you to always remember, as you give, you always receive more back. And marvelous things are happening in and around and through you now. I don't want you to be afraid. I don't want you to walk in fear or make fear-based decisions. Make your decisions based upon the love of God, the care of God, that you're the apple of God's eye, and that you're a compact individual. There's so much on the inside of you. But remember, change begins when you make a decision to do that thing. Do whatever it is that you need to do. Ah, yeah, that seed. A simple lesson in sowing. Let's sow that seed. Let's sow those thoughts into good ground. And it may cause for us to remove some of the negativity, some of the doubt, some of the fear, and some of the unbelief. Crowd out that negativity with good thoughts. And a sound mind. Can I just do a shout out today for the Dream Girl Conference that's coming up March 12th, 2022. It'll be a virtual conference. And I want you to know that thousands of girls have attended this conference that's sponsored by Youth Empowerment Services located in North Charleston, South Carolina. And the founder of this organization is Rosalind Fields. And congratulations, Rosalind just received a magnificent Trailblazer Award for the great work that she's doing with girls that are in grades of the middle school through high school. So I want you, now this year, her conference will be virtual, and they will be able to learn and grow from all over the world as they attend this Dream Girl Conference. You can reach Rosalind on LinkedIn, Rosalind Fields. You can also reach her on her Facebook. Wow. I know my granddaughters personally have benefited, and my little goddaughter, they have benefited from this wonderful conference. It's life-changing. It helps them to realize how valuable they are, and it helps to point them in the right direction. Can I shout out hello and hi, say hi to my mother, my beautiful mother, Dolores. I want to say hi to Sean and Carolyn and Marlon and Cheryl, Clarence, Stacy. I want to say hello to Stephen, Nico and Allie and Caleb and Maddie and Jordan and Jesse, Kayla, Lauren, Tandana. Hi to my beautiful aunts, Steen, Jewel, and Rosemary, my sister Jewel and Lily. Hi, Robert. I want to say hello to Terry, Omo, Cynthia in Kansas, Dominique, San Diego. Hi, Joshua. Hi, Josiah. I want to say hi to Terry and Velma. Thank you so much for your support making this possible. Arnold and Courtney, Anthony, Kiafa. I already shouted out to Rob and the Youth Empowerment Services, a great mentoring organization. Hi, Ernestine. I want to say hello to you. I want to say hi to Yuchi and Michiko, Pastor Linda, Queen, Coach LaRusha, Heal a Woman, Heal the World. Hi, Randall, a media genius. Judy, hi, Judy. Jackie, also known as Marie. I want to say hi to Joy in Texas. Cynthia and Reno, the beautiful island of Sardinia. Hi, Denise in Kansas. Sheila here in Virginia. I want to say hello to Yvonne, Danville, Virginia. Margareta, hi. Gracie and Dina, hello. Hi. I want to say hello to all my military members. I want you to know that I love you. I really, really do. And I thank you for the service that you're doing around the world. Hi, Joanne in Atlanta. Kimon, stay on track. I always remind you of that. I want to say hi to Dr. Patra and Betty in Ghana. Hi, Tony, Stephanie, Cleo, Chloe, pardon me. I want to thank you all for all the help that you're lending to the Collegiate Training Institute. We couldn't do it without you. Hi, CJ and David. How are you doing? Oh, wow. I want to say hi to Courtney and Isaiah. I'm just shouting out to people that tune in, people that call in. And I want to say hi, Coach LaTorsha. How are you? Hi, Fabio, all the way there in Venice, Italy. Gary and Stephanie, I always say they're my trustees. James and Shatoya, hello. I'm sending you love, and give those brilliant children a big kiss from me. Helen, love without limits. And LaDonna, hi. Tony and Velveeta, I want to say hello to you. I want to shout out to London, England, Pastor Myrna, hello. Bishop Jones in Liberia, West Africa, the Morelands, hey. I want to shout out to the Morelands who are just sustaining so much and so many in their powerful prayer ministry and evangelistic outreach. I want to say hello to Pastor Jane. Amazing Love International Ministries. James and Tawana, hello. I love you. God bless you. I want to shout out to Apostle Hagler today. God bless you. I want to say hi to Mama Joy. Hi, Louise in Atlanta. Hi, Iris in Washington, D.C. Kevin and Lynn. Hi, Mary Kimball. Hello. I want to say hi to the great prophetess that listens by the name of Carolyn. I want to thank you. I want to say hi to my listeners all around the world. Yeah, if I didn't call your name, it's not because I'm not thinking about you. We have listeners from China, Liberia, Brazil, South Africa, Ghana, Italy, London, France, Trinidad, Tobago, Jamaica, Canada, and Japan. I really thank God for this, and I thank God for you. I really, really do. I know you're feeling good deep, deep on the inside. But guess what? What's deep on the inside of you, you can reach out and touch someone else deep on the inside of them. You have something in you to give. And you know what it is. I sure can't identify it and call it out for everyone, but you know exactly what it is. I want to say hello. I want to say hi. Yes. I want to say hi to you. Well, hello there. Well, hello there. Well, hello there. Would you like to say hello to the people this morning? Okay. All right. Let's go to our next. I'd like, hello. Can you say hello to us today? Would you like to say hello? Oh, well, we're trying. I'll try another one. I'd like to say hi. Mother, would you like to say hello to us today? Well, you know what I'll do? I'll just say this. We'll try to connect next time. I want you to know that I love you all. I'm thinking about you. And you are indeed the apple of God's eye. Oh, wow. A simple sewing lesson. I want you to have a beautiful day, evening, wherever you are in the world listening to us today. I want you to know that you'll make it. You'll do the right thing. Don't you worry one bit. You will make it. Don't be afraid. Just step out on faith. Step out on faith. Yes, step out on faith. I love you. Peace, prosperity, and joy. true, true possession of the Holy Spirit in your life. Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Globina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platform. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.